This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Denver Public Schools is not liable for the shooting death of a student outside East High School 2 years ago, according to a new court ruling. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
16-year-old Luis Garcia was shot and killed outside the Central Denver High School in 2023. His family sued the district for wrongful death. It claimed the school had weak security after removing armed officers. A judge has dismissed the claims. The judge wrote because Garcia was shot on roads that were not within East property, the school can't be held liable according to a state law. The family plans to appeal. No one has been charged in the teen's murder. Denver police say the investigation is ongoing. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver plans to build a $20 million American Indian Cultural Embassy near Denver International Airport and sacred bison herds. CPR's Kiara Damari reports the project could be part of a bond before Denver voters this fall.
The project, called the American Indian Cultural Embassy, would serve as a gathering space and cultural hub for tribes with ties to the Denver area. The site would sit on land owned by DIA and would be close to the Rocky Mountain Arsenal's bison herds, which holds deep significance for tribes with connections to Denver. The embassy could serve as a new home to the Denver Powwow, one of the largest in the country. It's part of a large package of projects included in the $1 billion Vibrant Denver bond proposal. I'm Kiara Damari, CPR News.
Entry to national parks is free today to celebrate the anniversary of the Great American Outdoors Act. Fees will be waived at Black Canyon of the Gunnison, Great Sand Dunes, Mesa Verde, and Rocky Mountain National Park, and all other parks across the country, but you still need reservations. President Trump signed the Great American Outdoors Act 5 years ago. Fees for camping, cabin rentals, transportation, and other amenities and services remain in place. This is CPR News.